洪晃。1961年出生于北京史家胡同51号。
Born in 1961 in Beijing, No. 51, Shijia Hutong.
外祖父是近代知名学者。
Grandfather was a well-known scholar in modern times.
政治家张世钊，母亲是宿友。
Politician Chen Shizhou's mother was a close friend.
中国最后一位名媛之称的外交官。
The last diplomat of the Chinese elite.
张罕之，生父为北京大学经济学系教授。
Kang Han's father is a professor in the Department of Economics at Peking University.
洪君燕，继父是曾任中华人民共和国外交部长的乔冠华，自幼生长。
Hong Junin's stepfather is Zhao Guanzhuo, who was formerly the Minister of Foreign Affairs of the People's Republic of China. He grew up with him.
在顶级文人、外交世家，接受着优渥且极具底蕴的家庭教育。
Grew up in a privileged and cultured family, receiving a top-tier education. 1968年。
洪晃进入北京红日小学。
Hong entered Beijing Red Sun Primary School,
也就是如今的北京史家胡同小学就读。
That is the Beijing Shijia Hutong Primary School, which is now located in Beijing.
开启求学之路。
Start your learning journey.
1970年。顺利转入北京外国语学院。
Successfully enrolled in Beijing Foreign Studies University.
附属外国语学校求学。
Studying in a foreign language school.
得益于家庭环境与学校教育。
Benefiting from the family environment and school education.
从小便展现出出众的语言能力与开阔的眼界。
Demonstrated outstanding language skills and broad vision from a young age.
1973年。年仅12岁的洪晃，作为新中国首批公派赴美少年留学生。
At just 12 years old, Hong Huang was one of the first group of Chinese students to study abroad in the United States under the Chinese government's sponsorship.
远赴美国。
Go to the United States.
就读当地中学。
Attending local high school.
早早接受中西方双重文化熏陶。
Early exposure to both Western and Eastern cultures.
也养成了独立、直率。
Also cultivated independence and frankness.
叛逆且不拘一格的性格。
Rebellious and unconventional personality.
1980年。洪晃凭借优异成绩考入美国知名学府瓦萨学院，主修国际政治专业。
Hong Huang, with excellent grades, was admitted to the prestigious Vassar College in the United States, majoring in international politics.
在校求学期间
，During school，
他结识了美国律师安德鲁，两人在留学生活中逐渐相恋。
He met American lawyer Andrew, and they gradually fell in love during their college life.
1983年。21岁的洪晃与安德鲁结婚。
21-year-old Hong Huang married Andrew.
婚后
After marriage,
两人依旧在美生活、求学、工作。
Both are still living and studying in the United States.
1984年。洪晃顺利从瓦萨学院毕业，毕业后。
After Hong Huang successfully graduated from Vassar College,
进入知名外企德国金属公司任职。
Enter a well-known foreign company, such as a German metal company,
拿着远超国内水平的高薪。
With salaries far exceeding those in China,
成为改革开放初期。
In the early days of reform and opening up,
国内少有的顶尖外企高薪白领。
Rare top-level foreign companies, high-paying white-collar workers in China.
1985年。
1985.
洪晃与安德鲁因性格、生活理念差异。
Hong and Andrew have different personalities and lifestyles.
和平解除第一段婚姻关系。
To end the first marriage peacefully.
这一年。
This year.
他观看了导演陈凯歌执导的电影《黄土地》，被影片的艺术表达打动。
He was moved by the artistic expression in the film Yellow Earth, directed by director Chen Kai-ch.
借此机缘正式结识陈凯歌。
Take this opportunity to formally meet Chen Kai-ch.
哥，两人的人生轨迹就此交汇。
Their life paths converged.
1987年。
1987.
洪晃毅然放弃外企令人艳羡的高薪工作。
Hong Ao resolutely gave up the high-paying job at a foreign company that was envied by many.
远赴美国陪伴当。
Go to the United States to a company.
当时赴美求学深造的陈凯歌。
At that time, Chen Kai-ch, who was studying abroad in the United States,
全心全力支持陈凯歌的电影事业。
Fully support Chen Kai-ch's film career.
甘愿放弃自身事业。
Willing to give up one's own career.
1989年。
1989.
为了帮助陈凯歌解决美国签证滞留问题。
To help Chen Kai-ch resolve his U.S. visa issue.
两人在美国正式登记结婚。洪晃。
Hong Hong and her husband officially registered their marriage in the United States.
凭借自身的海外身份、家世资源
leveraging its overseas identity and resources.
全方位为陈凯歌铺路
to pave the way for Chen Kai-ch.
助力
help.
他在海外开展电影创作
He is working on film creation overseas.
拓展影视事业
Expand the film and television industry
1991年
1991
陈凯歌执导的边走边唱
Chen Kai-ch directed the walk and sing performance
成功入维戛纳国际电影节事业迎来飞速上升期
Rapidly rising flag in career
而两人在人生追求价值观念
And the two of them had different values and beliefs about life goals.
生活理念上的矛盾彻底爆发。
The conflict in life philosophy has completely erupted.
洪晃性格直率洒脱。
Hong Wong is straightforward and carefree in personality.
无法忍受婚姻里的精神隔阂。
Unable to tolerate the mental gap in marriage.
主动向陈凯歌提出离婚，态度决绝。
A masterclass in proactively proposing divorce to Chen Kai-ch.
1993年。
1993.
洪晃与陈凯歌正式办理离婚手续，结束。
Hong and Chen have officially completed their divorce.
第二段。
Second paragraph.
备受外界关注的婚姻。
The marriage that has been attracting much attention from the outside world.
离婚之后
After divorce.
洪晃很快结识了法国驻上海领事馆文化官员彭塞，两人
Hong quickly got to know the two cultural officials of the French consulate in Shanghai, Peng and Xi.
人志趣相投
Order head.
迅速步入婚姻
Quickly enter marriage.
开启了自己的第三段婚姻生活
started her third marriage
90年代中后期
late 1990s
洪晃与彭塞因中西方文化差异
Hong and Peng discussed the differences between Chinese and Western cultures
生活习性人生追求无法磨合
incompatible lifestyles and life pursuits
最终和平离婚
Final divorce.
至此
Thus,
洪晃经历了三段婚姻
Hong Wong has experienced three marriages.
1995年
1995.
母亲张含芝身患重病 洪晃
Mother Shang Yuanji is suffering from a serious illness.
放下国外所有工作与生活。
Give up all jobs and life in foreign countries.
毅然回国。
Decisively return to the motherland.
悉心照料。
Careful care.
母亲，扛起家庭责任。
Mother takes on the family responsibilities.
将生活重心迁回国内。
Move the center of life back to China.
1996年。
1996.
洪晃再次放弃外企高管职位，转型投身文化传媒行业。
Hong Wang once again abandoned her high-paying position at a foreign company and turned to the cultural media industry.
创办一路可世界都市杂志，亲自担任杂志主编与出版人，聚焦中国本土原创设计。
Founded and personally served as the editor-in-chief and publisher of the One Way and World City magazine, focusing on publishing original Chinese designs.
打破国内时尚杂志被国外品牌垄断的局面。
Break the monopoly of foreign brands in domestic fashion magazines.
以犀利、独特、反主流的视角。
With a sharp and unique perspective that challenges the mainstream.
打造属于中国女性的独立时尚刊物。
Create a fashion magazine that belongs to Chinese women.
在国内文化、时尚界掀起全新风潮。
Spark a new trend in the domestic cultural fashion scene.
她还曾与母亲张涵之共同翻译毛姆作品《寻欢作乐》。
He also translated Mao's works with his mother, Zhang Yuanzhi, for entertainment.
2005年
2005
洪晃跨界出演电影《无穷多》
Hong Wong starred in the movie Infinite Cave.
在影片宣传期间
During the promotional period,
被媒体刻意贴上陈凯歌前妻的标签
Intentionally labeled as the ex-wife of Chen Kaige by the media.
他对此极为反感。
He strongly dislikes it.
与剧组、导演产生公开争执。
At a public argument with the director of the film crew.
同样是在这一年。
Also during this year.
陈凯歌执导的电影《无极》上映后引发热议。
After the film No Limit, directed by Chen Kaige, was released, it sparked a lot of discussion.
面对网友针对影片的调侃
In response to the online mockery of the video,
陈凯歌起诉相关创作者，洪晃公开发声
Chen Kaige sues related creators, including Hong Wong, for public speech.
直言批评陈凯歌心胸狭隘
Frankly criticized Chen Kaige's narrow-mindedness.
此番言论瞬间引爆全网。
This statement instantly went viral on the internet.
引发全民热议。
Sparked widespread discussion.
也让他陷入舆论风口浪尖。
He also got caught in the public eye.
他始终不避讳过往婚姻，直白表达自身观点。
He has always been open and honest about his past relationships, expressing his own views without hesitation.
从不迎合舆论。
Never catered to public opinion.
2006年
2006
洪晃推出合著书籍
Paul Wong publishes co-authored books.
女人无穷动
Women are endless.
由文汇出版社出版。
Published by Wen Huey Publishing House.
结合自身经历与影片创作感悟。
Based on my own experiences and insights into film creation.
分享观点。
Share your opinion.
2007年。
2007.
他接连推出两部个人文集。
He has successively published two collections of personal essays.
自传散文及我的非正常生活
Autobiographical prose and my abnormal life
随笔及无目的美好生活
Notes and a life without purpose
先后面世
In the future
均由中国友谊出版公司发行
All published by China Friendship Publishing Company
书中袒露个人成长。
The book reveals personal growth.
情感与生活感悟，真实直白的文。
Emotional and life insights in a realistic and straightforward style.
风受到不少读者关注。
Receive a lot of attention from readers.
2009年，随笔集《廉价哲学》正式出版。
The book Notes Antique Philosophy is officially published.
同年
The same year.
年母亲张含之离世。
Mother Zhang passed away.
外交部要求收回史家胡同51号展院，洪晃。
The Ministry of Foreign Affairs has requested the removal of the exhibition hall of Hong Huang at No. 51, Chijia Hutong.
因房屋长期自行修缮产生的高额维修费用，就补偿问题与相关部门产生纠纷，事件持续发酵。
The dispute over compensation for high repair costs caused by long-term self-repair of houses has continued to escalate.
外界对其褒贬不一。
The boundaries have been met with mixed reactions.
引发巨大舆论争议。
Caused a huge public outcry.
也是在这一年，洪晃跨界主持旅游卫视脱口秀节目量化。
In this year, Hong Huang also hosted a travel variety show on the Tourism Channel.
这是他首档个人招牌访谈节目。
This is his first solo talk show.
凭借独到的视角和风趣的谈吐
With their unique perspective and witty conversation,
收获不少观众
attracted a lot of viewers.
2010年前后
Around 2000,
他继续在旅游卫视主持文化访谈节目。
He continued to host cultural interview programs on travel TV.
大人在说话。
The adults are talking.
围绕各类社会文化话题展开对话。
Engage in conversations about various social and cultural topics.
进一步拓展自己在荧幕前的发展。
Further expand their career in the entertainment industry. 2011.
史家胡同51号房产纠纷迎来结果。
The dispute over the interview with Mr. Hu, the historian at No. 51 Hutong, has come to a conclusion.
双方通过法律途径达成和解，洪晃获得800,000元房屋维修补偿。
Both parties reached a settlement through legal channels, and Hum's family received 800,000 yuan in compensation for repairing the house.
随后正式搬离该展院。
Then formally moved out of the exhibition hall.
2013年。
2013.
洪晃与相恋多年的杨小平正式登记结婚。
Red Wong and Yang Zairo, who had been in a long-term relationship, officially registered their marriage.
步入第四段婚姻。
Entering the fourth marriage.
婚后。
After marriage.
两人领养了福利院的女儿。
Two people adopted a daughter from an orphanage.
平平组建了简单安稳的家庭。
Ping established a simple and stable family.
洪晃。
Red,
也渐渐褪去
also gradually fading away,
名利场的锋芒
the sharp edge of the arena,
开始回归平淡的家庭生活
return to a normal everyday life.
2018年
2018,
洪晃推出个人首部长篇小说
Hong Wong releases her first long novel,
张大小姐由浙江文艺出版社出版，完成了从散文随笔创作到小说写作的尝试。
Ang, a young and talented writer, has successfully completed her journey from writing essays and short stories to writing novels, all published by Zhejiang Literature and Art Publishing House.
洪晃早年公开发表的关于女性情感、两性关系的大胆言论。
Hong Huang's early public statements about women's emotional relationships and two-sex relationships were bold.
长久以来都是社会争议焦点。
This has been a long-standing point of contention in society.
他曾公开发表关于女性自主情感选择的犀利观点，被外界解读为出格、叛逆。
He had publicly published sharp views on women's independent emotional choices, which were interpreted by outsiders as being unconventional and rebellious.
遭到传统观念群体的批判。
Criticized by traditional groups.
也被追求女性独立的群体认可。
Also recognized by groups seeking female independence.
始终处于舆论争议的两端。
Always at the center of public controversy.
2022年
2022,
洪晃因教材插画争议事件发表不当言论。
Han Huang made inappropriate remarks in response to the controversy over her comments in the textbook.
引发全网舆论抨击。
Triggered widespread online criticism.
事后
Afterwards,
他正视自身言论问题，公开向大众道歉。
He is the one who publicly apologized to the public for his own speech problems.
为自己的不当言行承担责任。
Take responsibility for one's inappropriate behavior.
同年
，The same year，
他入驻音频与直播平台，在喜马拉雅推出播客节目《自作主张洪晃的故事》。
He launched a podcast program on the audio and live streaming platform Himalaya and independently created and published stories.
沙发，以音频形式讲述个人经历与感悟。
The couch is used to tell personal experiences and insights in an audio format.
同时开启微博直播。水下客厅视频号节目洪晃的流动会客厅，以线上形式和观众交流观点。
Simultaneously launched the live broadcast of the underwater living room video program and with the audience through online channels to exchange views.
2024年至2026年。
From 2024 to 2026.
洪晃持续更新。
Han Huang continues to update.
晃朋友们，歪打正着等播客内容。
My friends, podcast content is a bit off topic.